Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, they talking loud. They talking loud. They talking loud. They ain't saying nothing. They front. They sold out hip hop. They talking loud. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud. They ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud. They ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop.
Cause I'm back on the block and it just don't stop. Coming back with the music, call it classic hip hop. Cause it's classic hip hop, cause it's always on my mind. Check out my music, cause I'm straight from the grind. Cause I'm the OMF posse and they the straight of production. We're all up in your jams, cause we're all up in your functions. This is what we do when we're coming with our flow. Coming with the music, come back to let you know. Cause we straight from the underground, all up in your town. Lyrics so fat and we ready to clap. Cause you suck at MC, soul out hip hop. Cause you're jumping out the box and dancing a lot.
They talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop.
Cause I think about the music and I think about the flow. I think about the music and I think about Curtis Blow. Grandmaster Cash and Kool Herc used to make the music, rappers went berserk. But you suck at MC, sold out of art form. Walking around now with a wig and a perm. How much money you got for jumping out that box? How much money you got for selling out hip hop? You suck at sold out art form and selling to the devil. And that's why I call myself the rebel. Cause I'm a rebel with a motherfucking cause. Cause I'm an OMF and straight up and we bringing the noise.
They talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop.
Cause the real OGs ain't bitter. Now you sucker rappers all pick of the litter. Now you was all up in the nutsack when real MCs wrote real rap. Check the facts. Yeah, you was all up in the hood and didn't have a clue. Real players had pussy before pussy had you. Yeah, I'm the black toast from the Ivory Coast. The black man, the African, the American hated the most. From coast to coast, we came straight up in your town. Coming with the music and we ready to clown.
They talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop.
Yo, yo, this is OMF. I'm back for another dope show. You just heard my song, Talking Loud. It's going to be in the mix tomorrow on DJ K. Nikki's DJ Mix at 5 p.m., 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And it's going to be on CTV Streamline, so check it out. We're back for another dope show. Is my special guest in the queue?
Not yet.
Hello? Okay. So play Anjul's song, new song, Deja Vu, for me.
When I see the essence in your eyes, smile on your face, takes me places I feel we have been before, and again, I found that feeling. Deja vu for you. Deja vu for you. And I saw your smile coming through. Yes, I've been in a deja vu. been a deja vu. Unbroken spirit, she's derived from nature. Can you hear it? Can you see that? Love's true. That feeling of deja vu. The feeling of deja vu. The feeling of, now it's the feeling of, it's the feeling of deja vu.
Take the first caller.
Wow, family. Hi, this is Ann Jules. I'm calling
How
in to
doing?
Show my support. Oh, my goodness. I'm doing great, my family. How are you?
I'm so blessed. You know, we just played your song. It was,
my brother. Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much. I heard it, and you are, oh my gosh, you and Eddie Powell, I love you guys. Thank you so much for playing our track. That's Ageless Angels. That music was written by my family, who was Sugar Hill Gang's DJ, who was part of Ageless Angels, our band, and we lost him in April. When we went to record that track, he heard me singing it. He heard us singing it, and he loved it. And that was back in March, but yeah, just dropped, and I'm so grateful to you guys for playing, and I'm so glad that you love it. It means the world to me, family. Thank you so much, and I love your track. Every time I hear that track opening up this show, it gives me goosebumps, and it inspires me with the words and the melody and the sounds that I hear. It's incredible, so I am so blessed. Thank you so much, you guys.
You know, I'm so blessed, too, because you always support the show. So, you know, we support all people that support us, support me, you know what I'm saying? So that goes out to all you people that's out there that don't want to support Old Method. And that, well, that's cool too, because don't send your stuff to my, don't post stuff to my Facebook page no more either. You know what I'm saying? That's how it go down. You don't support me, I'm not going to play your music. That's what time it is. You know, so that's what time it is. So I play music that people that support me, and you've been supporting Blackout Radio for years, and you've always been supporting my music. You know what I'm saying? I thank God for you because, you know, there's a lot of haters out there that don't like that song. That's all right. That's the truth. You know what I'm saying? That's real hip-hop. You know what I'm saying? So I don't have no yah-yah in it. Ain't none of that yah-yah, ain't none of that bullshit in it. You understand fully clear what I say and what I mean. You know what I'm saying? That's what hip-hop was. It wasn't about this yah-yah and all this old shit that they put all in hip-hop now. That sound like garbage. You know what I'm saying? You ain't got no rap skills, stay out of hip-hop. That's how my thing is. You know what I'm saying? If you ain't got no rap skills, you want yah-yah, go somewhere else with that. Don't call it hip-hop.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Definitely not
I gotta rap. Yeah. So you understand exactly what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying?
I do.
You do.
You know I do. Shout out to all the pioneers. You're one of them. You and all the legends that founded hip-hop back in the day. And you named them. I mean, in your track, you know, Curtis Blow. I mean, I'm really grateful to my family, you know, Sugar Hill Gang. They've been around for a long time, too. I've been listening to Rapper's Delight forever. But, you know, shout out to Cheryl the Pearl of the Sequence. And to, you know, well, you named it, Curtis Blow. I mean, I'm so grateful. My family, Mansa Beats is like, his uncle is Dougie Fresh, and he's in the studio right now. But he's showing Dougie Fresh that track when he's done tonight. So at the end of the day, you know, shout out to Dougie Fresh. You know, he's a legend too. I've been listening to. But yeah, I'm just so blessed, and I say ditto to everything you say, and I thank you for your support, both my brothers
there you go.
Here.
When you talk about Dougie Fresh, you talk about the GOAT.
You
when
know
you talk
it.
About Curtis Blow, you're talking about the GOAT. When you talk about you talking about Sugar Hill Gang, you're talking about the GOAT. You understand? They was all
Series
in the nutsack when they was in the nutsack when we made rap music. You understand?
Right.
You
I was too.
You understand?
Most likely.
You know what I'm saying? Let's call it for it. You know, we got these crack babies that's got their tampons leaking when a real MC is speaking. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying.
Yep.
I don't have to write nothing down. You know, I got flow for your ass and I ain't got writing nothing down. Because that's the original art form. You have to have freestyle skills, real freestyle skills off the top of the dome. You know what I'm saying? That's
definitely
what I'm saying.
And you got
so
it. Your words are
when y'all
inspiring.
Sitting up there writing shit and talking about that freestyle, that's some bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Come up with something off the top of your head and see how much the people are going to laugh. They can't laugh. That's why they don't mess with me. They don't want to battle. They don't want to call this show and battle me. They talk that snuff on Facebook, but none of them call that show and want to test their skills. So you know what I'm saying? You put up a shut up. You know what I'm saying? Get off the mic.
You got that right.
That's for real. You know what I'm saying? That's what's real. MCs came to the table. You know what I'm saying? People, MCs was called to the table back in the day. They didn't have Facebook. You had to stand up there stand up there face to face with them. You know what I'm saying?
On
and
the mic.
Bust your flow.
You
know what I'm
saying?
You
didn't have backing vocals back then. You know,
you didn't have no holes
lip sync.
You didn't have no holes. You didn't have no holes. You didn't have no no posse. You didn't have your boys. You understand? It was me and you battling Kumo D and Doug and Busy B. That's how it went down. You understand?
Right.
It was over some words. They laughed and they talked about it and they drank and they broke bread together. You understand?
Because
all it was is some words. Fucked up hip hop. That's what I'm saying. That's why Biggie and Tupac is dead. Because you ignorant fools, you G's, you girls, talking about you mad because he said you whack. So you're going to call up and talk about you're going to jump somebody and shoot somebody because we say you whack. You whack.
Yeah.
That's what time it is, the truth. You got to have rap skills and flow to make hip hop. Not take off your dress and look like a clown.
That's true.
Don't
Very
you know
true.
What I'm saying?
I mean, to represent women in hip hop is, you know, it's not easy, especially they want to twist me up. They wanted me to get all twisted up, but I wouldn't support that. I didn't join in that rat race, you know, and because I grew up with MC Light and Cheryl the Pearl and people that, you know, that we respected, Queen Latifah, you know, and that's the way hip hop was created to, you know, unify and to help the community rise together,
first
like
all,
kings and queens, not putting it
down
all,
woman
and all that.
A woman back in the day couldn't take off their clothes.
Right.
You understand? Because they know real men wouldn't allow their women to get on stage with their clothes half show. I mean, their ass showing. You see, we ain't got no
exactly.
real men again. You understand? How dare you have your woman on stage looking like they look? You know what I'm saying? That says a lot about you.
Yes,
you ain't no
true.
Man. When you have your woman showing her breasts and her ass and everything and making videos and you sitting there and supporting that shit, you ain't no man. Like I said, you a girl. Like I said, you got
yeah.
it twisted. Our women got
Very
it twisted
true.
On what a man's supposed to be like. A man, that's what I'm saying. Real men ain't going to allow this shit to go on. Again, we got cops in Kentucky walking around here free, and they shot this woman in her bed, sleep, and
yeah.
they getting away with it. And they got this black man on TV, this house nigga on TV, talking about Kentucky law. Nigga, you couldn't read and write. You came over here on slave shit. How you going to tell, how you gonna explain to America your motherfucking ass couldn't read and write? How do you know the law? The law ain't
yeah.
built for you, house nigga. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. We got
yeah.
a black man talking that shit. Well, this is the law, according to motherfucker, you couldn't read, nigga.
Yeah.
If it wasn't Martin Luther King, you wouldn't have had no fucking attorney general. You wouldn't have been attorney general, you coward. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
We fucking up, man. And this mad woman was.
You're breaking out.
You know what I'm saying? How are you going to get away with shooting a woman in a bed and saying that was justified in her bed? But like
yeah.
I said, we got all the callers, but like you said, but you know what? This ain't about no goddamn music anyway, because you know what I'm saying? This is about life.
True. Very true. It's so true, and that's what music is a part of, and I'd rather leave a legacy of positivity and truth, and I love your truths that you speak in your words, on your show and in your lyrics, and I know another king that I respect a lot, that I love to show support to, which is Carlos, Carlito810, you know, he's another true rapper, and another guy that I respect a lot is our family here, the host, Black Tear, because that man has got some really, really fire bars, and he speaks the truth in words, and I'm really respectful of you guys. So keep shining and doing your thing as we all rise and unify and help one another. And, you know, that's how I'm going to leave it, because that's empowering, and we need to help each other and unify, and that's what's happening, really, ultimately, in my life, in the world, you know. We see who the haters are, and hey, I got 2 dislikes on my YouTube channel, and you know what, my friend? If you don't have haters, you're not doing something right. So let
Amen.
The haters hate, you know, evil destroys itself, but if you got haters, then you're doing something right. You're on the right path, and I say keep shining, and I thank you for your time. I know you got a lot of callers, so I'm going to say salute, fam. You guys have a great time, great night, and thank you so much for playing that track, Deja Vu, for you.
No, Thank you. You know, for supporting this, for supporting my show, supporting and sending your music. Because like I said, when you win, we all win. That's what I'm
Ditto.
Saying.
Ditto. So right back at you, my brother.
Thing. And keep sending right. your dope music. All
Thank
right.
you, my brother.
Talk
all right.
Soon.
Peace, King.
Bye.
All right. Peace. Salute.
Can I have the next caller?
Nine, 8-4-3-8-9.
What's up, people? This is Tupac Tina Jackson. How y'all doing today?
Long time no see. What's going on?
What's going on, MF?
What's going on? I ain't seen you in a while. What's going on?
Nothing. Had a little setback, but I'm back out here. How y'all doing? I got some new music about to come out.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can follow my new Facebook page. It's TUPAX Jackson at Facebook.com. And you all can follow me on YouTube, TUPAXTINA Jackson on YouTube.com.
Yeah. So we out here, we just chilling. You ain't miss much. You know, a lot of stuff going on in the world. It ain't cool that we was just talking
yeah.
about. So, you know what I'm saying? So we just out here just trying to spread the truth. You know how I am.
Yeah, I understand that.
You know what I'm saying? We speak our mind on this show. Everybody has a voice. You understand? That's what time it is.
Yeah. We had some rioting down here because a black man got killed by the police and they locked a lot of people up, so.
Yeah, they just, it's an open season on us. You know
yeah.
what I'm saying? It's open season. You know what I'm saying? They could walk in our house. Like I said, there was a guy in Wisconsin, if I'm not mistaken. The guy just rented his house, and these white people called it, these racist white people, like I said, called the police,
yeah.
and the police show up in his house without no warrant. These cops could walk in our neighborhood and just walk in our house. Without no warrant.
Yeah, and that shouldn't be like that.
And nobody feels, and it's okay.
Yeah, no,
you know
I don't
why?
Like that
we
either.
We don't have no power. We don't stick
yep.
together. That's what the problem
and
is.
We supposed to stick together.
You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. How one white person, or a couple of white folks could call somebody and cause terror in our neighborhood and get away with it.
Yeah.
They can't
yeah.
go in white folks' house without no warrant.
Right,
they arrested
exactly.
that man, and that's his house.
Yep.
That's what I'm saying. Enough is enough. When we going to
yeah,
have some backbone and stand up? That's my problem.
We got to stand up. We got to stand up. We got to stick together, come together, and stand up. Cause it ain't getting no better.
Oh, we don't like to snitch, though, right?
Exactly.
The rule of the hood is we don't snitch, right?
Exactly.
Oh, where was the black folks snitching on them white folks for lying, telling on us? And probably it was a black
yeah.
person that did it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Shit, crazy, man.
We hating on each other. We snitch on mm-hmm. each other. Oh. But anyway, I'm going to let that go. But anyway, let's
okay.
go. So I'm happy you're back. So you're going to have your show back?
Yeah,
you're
going to
be
I
doing
will
your
next
show
month.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, so let me know, you know what I'm saying, since we'll keep in touch. You know what I'm saying?
All right, send me a friend request.
Huh?
Send me a friend request. Tupac Jackson, T-U-P-A-X Jackson
yeah,
on Facebook.
You still got the same Facebook page, right?
No, I don't.
Well, send it to me. I got your number, though. Did you get my text that I sent to you on your number?
I have a new number.
Oh,
I have
okay,
a
you
new number.
So, friend,
yeah,
so
I'll get
me,
your number.
Send me a friend request on Facebook and Instagram again with
okay.
Your new Facebook page. And send me your number, too.
Okay, I will.
All right. So talk to you soon.
All right, thanks for letting me call in. All right.
You know it's right. Thank you.
All right.
Can we get another caller?
515-661.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Midwest Matthew calling in from Iowa.
Yo, what's up, Ned? What's up, Midwest? What's going on?
Not too much. Just chilling. A lot of stuff going on.
Yeah. You know. So, what you think about what happened with a verdict in Kentucky?
I mean, it's not really a surprise to me. I mean, I already kind of I didn't think anything different was gonna happen. So. No surprise at all. What'd you say?
So you know they put a black man in the head of the line, so the white folks can't say that we racist, that they racist. You know what I'm saying? That's why they put that black man in front.
You talking about
shit.
The attorney general dude?
Yeah.
Yeah, like I mean he's married to. You know,
they
it is what it is, but with the interracial relationships.
They put a token black man to tell the black folks to calm down. That's what they do.
Well, yeah, and I was going to say, like, he's also married to a white girl, you know, and that is what it is, but sometimes that can mess up. You know what I'm saying? And I saw a picture of him at his, his wedding? Like, the, whatever you call that. Like, before people get married. You know, I can't remember what that party is called, like right before they get married or whatever. But there's no black people. I don't even think there's any Hispanic, no Asian, nothing. It was just him and a bunch of white women. So, which is weird because, like, I didn't see his mom, his sister, nobody at the engagement party. That's what I'm thinking of.
That's
so,
they don't
do them. You got to think. He's clicked up. Yeah, and then also yesterday, even like they said that they were putting up barriers and all this type of stuff before they did the verdict. So I mean, I already kind of knew if they're putting up barriers and putting up roadblocks and all that. You know, they already know what the verdict. You know, they know what it's gonna be. So it's nothing surprising.
But you know what? Like I said, I'm from the '60s. We need to shut this shit down. We need to march.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think it will. I think it is going to get shut down.
They did that march behind our back. Nobody knew about that march in Washington, okay? It was only a couple. That's what I'm saying. I'm pissed off at that. Because they should have had a big march so everybody could go. You know what I'm saying? When they had the march back in the 60s, you had millions and millions of people that did it. They only did
it
for George Floyd. You know what I'm saying? That's what I was
like. What I was going to say. The George Floyd people did that all around the world.
That was all about George Floyd. That whole march was about George Floyd, but there's a lot of black folks that get killed every day in America. So that's what I'm saying. You see what I'm saying? We only care when it happens to us. That's why they get away with it, dude. That's why there's not enough people, because there's only a few, there's only one, there's one cause, and it's just for one person. But there's millions of black folks that get killed every day. How come they didn't march for Breonna Taylor? Okay, they didn't talk about Breonna Taylor. They didn't talk about Mike Brown. They didn't talk about Oscar Frank. They didn't talk about Trayvon Martin. Trayvon Martin started this whole goddamn movement. And they didn't mention their name. They only mentioned that march was about George Floyd. And where's George Floyd's family now? That Breonna Taylor is there. I don't see them marching with them.
Well, I think a lot of that's set up anyway, from what I hear. So, like, even those marches that they do, it's funded by George Soros. I said a lot of that is set up anyway, from what I hear. Those marches, those protests, the rallies, the reason. Well, then they even have paid protesters. I heard with George Soros, he's paying people just to protest. So, you know, it's all kind of a charade, you know, and it gets the average citizen that doesn't know. That people are getting paid to do it, they go and join it, you know. Then they get shot up with pepper. Over here, some people I know got shot with pepper. They were driving by a protest. They got shot. The police shot in their car, and hit this lady's mom with a pepper bullet or whatever you call that thing. So this is crazy.
Yeah, people are getting paid now. That's what you just said. Black people are selling out for the deal. You understand? They playing basketball because they took the money. We sold out. They sitting there talking about they down for the cause. No, you should have shut. You shouldn't have not played no damn football, basketball, anything. See, if this was the 60s, we wouldn't have been doing a damn thing. That's what I say. I come from a different generation. This new school shit don't work. And the reason why it don't work is they follow Jesse Jackson's sorry ass, talking about keep your head up. Everything ain't all right.
Yeah.
Martin Luther King didn't say everything ain't right. That's not what he said.
I heard he got Martin Luther King shot. Jesse Jackson, I believe he said something that alluded to that. So
he ain't take no bullet. Obama ain't take no bullet.
So I don't know if it was him or a different guy.
Wait a minute, how do they speak for us? They ain't take no damn bullet. They ain't sacrificed. They ain't did shit. He's living in a glass house right now. He's living in a glass house. Martin Luther King never lived in a glass house. He didn't live in a white neighborhood. Malcolm X didn't live in a white neighborhood. He was getting shot up by his own people too. The Nation of Islam too. Not only was he fighting the white folks, he was fighting the damn Nation of Islam.
Yeah.
Jesse Jackson ain't taking no bullet. He dodged a bullet. And he's walking around here, got money and everything, got a house living with white folks, and he don't give a damn about the black movement. Obama show his sorry ass up here, running his mouth. I ain't following his dumb ass nowhere. I didn't like him when he was a damn president.
That's
he was
Bush's
a token
cousin,
ass nigga too.
That's Bush's cousin.
He ain't sacrificed nothing. Where's he
raised
at?
By Bush's father or
where's he at? Breonna Taylor was shot down in her bed. Where's Obama at?
You know he's not coming out for nobody. He didn't even do it when he was president.
The only person that comes out is Sharpton, and they talk about him like a dog. I ain't got nothing against that man. At least he show up and he says something. And they talk about him like a dog. See, they talk about the real men like a dog, and they love these cowards because they take their money. That's what it was. They took their money and ran. They took that. That's what happened. He got paid off to shut the fuck up. That's why he's living in the house, living with white folks. They told him, you take this money, shut the fuck up. And that's exactly what he did.
Yeah.
So
that's crazy. You don't know who's who.
That's what he said. Like you just said it. People are getting paid off to be quiet. You just said it. We were supposed to carry on the dream. You understand me?
Yeah.
And since since when the law has been for black folks in America, 450 years, the law changed. You notice the law changes when black folks get wild. Now, if it was a white folks, that man would have been charged with murder. But they ain't gonna do that.
Yeah, because you saw the black cop over in Minnesota. He got charged.
Huh?
For killing that lady. That black cop in Minnesota some years ago, he was like a Muslim cop. He got charged for killing that Australian lady that called the cops, and he accidentally shot her because she ran up on his car.
Yeah,
he got charged expeditiously. Yeah, you know, so it is what it is. It's not surprising, though.
It's a different law for us. The Constitution is not built for black folks and never was. Read the Constitution, like I said, pick up a book and read.
The cops weren't even built for us, though.
National anthem, understand what the fuck the words mean. See, if you learn how to read and write, you would understand what the fuck the national anthem stands for. My country, 'tis thee, that bullshit they had us saying when we was in school back in the day, they don't do it no more. Read, like I said, if you understand the goddamn words, you wouldn't be saying that shit. You wouldn't be standing up for that shit because the Constitution is not for black folks. It ain't never been for black folks. It ain't justice for us. It's justice for them. It's been like that. So I was surprised. They put a token black folks up there that can't read, that don't know shit about the law. The white folks taught him about the law. The white folks, he went to school and white folks taught him the law. It wasn't black folks that taught him the law.
He's there to protect the institution. He's not there for nothing else. You know? So the race doesn't even matter, really, to be honest. The color of his skin.
We sell out for the money. We sell out for the money. We sell out for the money.
And the girl, too. You know, he wants the...
Oh. We don't talk about that either.
He wants to please his wife. His wife and all her friends.
We don't have no conversation. Say again. We don't have no... You notice what we have conversation about? Cardi B.
Where?
And
And
that's what they like.
Yeah.
That's what we talk about. We talk about black folks who don't know the law and can't read and write. Our children out there getting shot in the street by crooked cops. We don't talk about that. Only we talk about that when somebody's family member gets shot. Then we got outrage.
Or talk about where the cops came from. They were actually there. Originally, they came to police black folks. Originally to get black freed slaves. And then from there, it came to police and black folks, or at least keeping white neighborhoods safe, you know? So it really was never built for us as far as the cop, the police departments. They were really never for black people.
America ain't never been built for black. I don't know why we sitting up here kissing their ass. That's what I'm trying to say.
That too.
That's my whole point. If we know about the cops, like I said, this country ain't never been down for us, and they continue to let us know every day how they feel about us.
Mm-hmm.
But we take the fucking pickles and bits like we've been doing for 400. What's the difference between the slave now and the slave 400 years ago? Ain't no difference.
Just they put it in jail. That's about it. I mean, you still have the people that are free, but they're just a slave to a job.
Let's say it again. We're still in shackles and chains.
Yeah, either by just working a job, being in debt, school debt, whatever, or you're in jail. Well, then you can legally be a slave according to the 13th Amendment.
Or dead.
Or
on drugs. We three things happen to us. We either in jail, on drugs, or dead.
Yeah.
That's how we are. That's how it is.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how they treat us. But anyway, let us know. Wait, I'm going to let you go because I wish we had more time to talk. But let us know your link and everything. We'll find you.
So, Midwest Matthew, you can find me on anything. Just type in Midwest Matthew, search it on Google. You'll find all of my social media and everything. I just released a new album. It's called Are You Doggone Serious? It has 25 tracks on it, and one of them, the intro is a lecture, so I'm just talking about some conscious info and whatnot, so go grab that or listen to it, put it on your Spotify or whatever, too. But, yeah, thanks for letting me pop in today and promote and, you know, discuss this stuff with you. So,
you know how we do. We talk about, peace, my brother. Play my song, Down With You, OD.
I used to smoke like a freight train. Say, check this out, homie, can you feel my pain? Madness reigns all up in the hood. While my young people's out there so misunderstood. That's why I'm down with G.O.D. and he got my back. Cause look at me now, I'm on a different track. Cause only God is the man that put me into a different place. Check out my music cause I come with the bass. The bam and the boom, this is what we come real soon. OMF and Posse and straight up, it's all up in your room. Coming back, dropping the lyrical rhyme. Check out my music cause it's coming back right on time. Me and the OMF and straight up, it's all up in your spot. Cause we coming back now, cause we coming back with the classic hip hop. Now we back, cause God only have our way. Check out my music, cause we have lots of things to say.
Are you down with G.O.D.? Are you down with G.O.D.? Are you down with G.O.D.? Are you down with G.O.D.?
question, it was past. But when I wake up in the morning, all I do is get mad. It's like, Lord, have mercy on my soul. As I read the Bible, I see the prophecies unfold. I see the Armageddon heading in, and ain't that nice? Are we living for the day, or are we living to die? Ain't no unity left, I'm about to lose my breath. Can we handle the truth, or are you scared of death? Knowledge is king, so let the king reveal. I'm hitting hard like a hammer with a heart of steel. I got rhymes for the rich, rhymes for the poor. And if you don't like my rhymes, we can step outdoors. And most of all, hold your hands up and praise the Lord. Are you down with G-O-D? 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 Are you down with G-O-D?
I get on my knees and pray every day, cause I thank the Lord to put me on this earth today. Cause he walked me out the darkness, he brought me into the light. Cause I walk around here and I thank you, Jesus Christ. Cause he died on the cross and rose on the third day. Cause there's so many eyes that he had to pay. He had to understand the plan, for God had it in his hand. Talk about the things that he never did understand. Cause he opened his eyes and he opened up our heart. Cause just check out my music, cause I come from the start. Cause only God is the man that put me in a different place. Check out my music, cause I come up all up in your face. Are you down with G-O-D and you're down with me? Cause I am the man that he done set free. Cause only the man put me all up in the spot. Cause this is the music and I just don't stop.
Are you down with G-O-D? 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 Are you down? G-O-D, are you down with G-O-D? Are you down with G-O-D?
Am I down with G-O-D? Definitely, he holds the truth to the bottom of the pit where the old devil sits. Yeah, I'm here to let you know that I got plenty flow. And if you was in on a dream, don't ever let it go. We on the same height, yeah, I got what you like. And you can catch me on the bus going on the higher heights. I went to Israel, yeah, that's right across the street. I went to New York and got myself a couple. We gon' be here, homie, like the constellation Orion. We gon' walk on water like Jesus did before dying. We gon' rise from the dead with a halo over our head. I thank Elijah Muhammad, cause I believe what he said. Am I down with G-O-D? Definitely. Boy, you gon' see the revelation unfolding, and the moments are golden. I'ma give you some game and leave your whole brain frozen. G-O-D, everybody say you're down with G-O-D. Are you down with G-O-D? 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 Are you down with G-O-D?
Protect all beings. He said, I got you, baby. Like family, the water's like a bloodline thing. And when you think it's getting hard, the rap is shaking, you're scared, oh my Lord.
Say G-O-D. Everybody say G-O-D. Go ahead, say G-O-D. Everybody say G-O-D.
I feel love.
Say G-O-D.
Everybody
say G-O-D.
I feel love.
Say G-O-D.
Yo, that was my song, Down with G-O-D. So let me know what you think about the song. You know what I'm saying? But could we play, let's play.
757. Are you ready for calling?
Oh. Yeah.
757-236. July 209-451.
What's good, y'all? It's your boy, Mary Rich.
What's up, Mary Rich? What's going on?
Nothing, just trying to take care of my schoolwork and maintain my grades.
That's what time it is. You keep doing, you stay in school, brother. Learn how to read and write. That's what time it is. Do the right thing, my brother. How you doing with your music and everything?
I haven't been to the studio in like a couple weeks. I don't know. But y'all keep streaming Black Boy Joy and White. I don't know when I'm going to do the video. I did, but I don't know what happened. But y'all keep streaming all my music. Y'all can check me on Instagram, all social media platforms under Mirrich, M-E-I-R-R-I-C-H. Same thing for everything. Y'all go check me out. I'm 13 years old, Stockton, California, and on fire.
Yeah, so tell me about instead of the music, what you want to take up in school, or you as far as school, as far as your next ambition other than music.
Probably go to law school or become a famous basketball player.
Oh, that'll work. That'll work, definitely. We need to change the laws. That's another thing. Yeah. Yes, do that. We need a brother. If you could do both, that'll be excellent. So we need people in law. We need people to change the laws. That's what time it is. We in deep trouble. The laws ain't working out for us. We need some lawyers, black lawyers. That's what time it is. Yeah, I'm glad that you're staying in school. Stay in school, my brother.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Stay in school. Learn how to read and write. Then you can control. You see, when you have knowledge, nobody could do anything to you. Knowledge is power. You understand?
Yeah.
Knowledge is power. Learn how to read and write. When you learn how to read and write, nobody can tell you anything.
Mm-hmm.
When you educate, they can't tell you anything. They gotta ask you for your opinion. You understand?
Yeah.
When you know something, they gotta act. They ain't gonna tell you nothing. That's what I'm saying. When you have knowledge, you have power. When you know how to count, nobody can rob you. In this music industry, again, if you know how to count, your money, ain't nobody can rob you and take your money. Learn from us. Learn from the OGs that got robbed because we didn't learn how to read and write. You understand?
Yeah.
A lot of people died so you could read and write. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody, a lot of people got whipped so you can go to school. You understand?
Yeah.
You take advantage of it. You got the internet now. So we got no excuse. If you can't afford to go to school, get on the internet, go to the library instead of hanging out on the corner smoking some weed, drinking some beer, acting the fool, being G's. You understand? You got computers now. You got social media. It will teach you how to read. If you can't afford it, there's no excuse. But like I said, do the right thing, my brother. You're 13 years old. I know you got a good head on your head. I love your music. I played your music on there, and you keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you.
Your music is going to, you're going to be successful, my brother. And like I said, have a backup plan. No problem. Be a lawyer. We need some black lawyers. We need some black men lawyers. You understand what I'm saying? Black men instead of going to jail and on drugs and dead in the cemetery. Do the right thing, my brother. I know you all got good, you got good people behind you already. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you stay in school and do the right thing. And send us your music. And your music is going to sell. You're 13 years old. You're just beginning. So that's all right. Your music going to sell. Because now you're going to school. Now you're going to advance your mind and everything. Then your rap's going to be a lot better now.
Yeah.
Your music going to be a lot better. Because now you're educated.
Yeah.
Now you could go to somebody and tell somebody that you want this and you want that. Instead of asking for something. See, when you have knowledge again, you ain't going to go ask nobody for nothing. You're going to demand it. You're going to demand your presence. You understand? Be a leader, not a follower. Demand your stuff. Like I said, learn about copyright and learn. There's a lot of things you need to learn. You're only 13. but you need to know it for yourself. I understand there's people helping you, but like I said, learn how to read and write so you can read for yourself. You understand me? You learn how to count so you can count for yourself. Understand me? Be a leader, not a follower. Absorb the knowledge. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Don't follow the knowledge, absorb the knowledge. Know the knowledge. Because now you got something that you can take it, because everybody has their own voice and their own thing, pathway. So have a backup plan. Stay in school. All right. You send us your music, and everything's going to be all right. You're going to be all right. You're only 13. So don't be in a rush.
Okay.
All right. Take care. Thanks for calling.
All right. No problem. Thank you for letting me call.
You're welcome.
All right. Peace out.
Peace.
Hey, how you doing?
Who's this? Where you calling from?
This is Artistic Domino calling from Louisiana.
What's up, Artistic? What's going on?
What's up? All right, I'm cooling. And I'm trying to get your Instagram. What's your Instagram?
I hook you up on Instagram. I hook you up on Facebook and Instagram the other day. Did you get my stuff?
I don't think I've seen it. I'll be having so many people
helping
me, man. Yeah. I'll be so busy, too.
Yeah, I know. What's going on?
How you spell your name on Instagram?
O is in October. M is in Mike. F is in Frank. Posse.
O-M...
F is in Frank.
All right.
Posse.
Posse. Okay.
On Facebook and on Facebook and on Twitter, the same thing.
OMF Posse?
Yeah, on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
All right.
I already friended you already, so you, like you said, you haven't checked your email, but I already friended you on Facebook, on all three already. So I sent you information. So when you get a chance, you can check it out. I'm already in, I already sent you stuff already to your Facebook page. And
I'm going to check it out. Are you the Talking Loud Spotlight?
Yeah.
I got you now.
Yeah, I'm gonna be. My music is gonna be played on DJ K Nicky's music tomorrow on the mix at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time.
All right, yeah. Send me the link if you can, because I'll be so busy, man.
Okay, I'm gonna send it to you. Yeah, I'll send it to you.
Yeah. So I just followed you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, so what's going on?
My name is Artistic Domino. If y'all need beats, I got beats on Beatstar at Artistic Domino 1 at Beatstar.com. We got new music that's out with Fonzie P, Cross Fees from the Caribbean Islands to the UK. To USA, it's called Play Your Cards Right International Play. Y'all can go check that out on About That Line on YouTube. That's our YouTube girl About That Line, and we got some good talented people from No Limit on there. Mr. Servon. Let me get the name of the song. Or could.
So they back together, huh? New Lambda family back together, huh?
Yeah, they working it out, man.
Yeah. They got the new limit. It's the new limit, right? It's called the new limit now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No limit forever.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So the song called True Stories with Fonzie Neutron and future Mr. Servon and the president of True Records, Cutboy De Niro.
Okay.
Yeah. That's called True Stories. That's out on available in digital stores September 25th, but we got the videos, music in the background out on YouTube right now. So everybody get a taste of it. What we doing, you know, what's going on, you know. When I got Artistic Domino, Knockin' Beats coming soon. Look out for that. And West Coast and Down South Boys, that's already out and all available. Artistic Domino presents the West Coast and Down South Boys. That's available everywhere right now. I put that out in 2016. And the third compilation coming up.
Yes. You haven't sent me your music, though. Because I asked you to send me your music so I could play it on the show. But,
oh, yeah. I need to email.
It's okay. You got a pen?
No. I'm by the computer right now. So I can type it
okay.
in.
Okay. Yeah, it's Redhead. 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 Ron48@gmail.com.
Okay, let me do that again. This thing is coming in slow.
The color of the hair, redhead.
Redhead.
Ron, R-O-N.
Man,
48.
This thing coming in slow again. Hold on. All right, redhead.
Ron, R-O-N, 48@gmail.com.
Redhead, Ron.
48. The number 48@gmail.com.
Okay.
So play it, and I'll play it next week.
R-E-D-R-O-N?
No, R-E-D-H-E-A-D. No. It's R-E-D-H-E-A-D.
Okay, R-E-D-H-E-A-D. Okay.
Ron, R-O-N.
Okay. R-E-D-H-E-A-D.
R-O-N.
R-O-N, 48. Okay, 48. Got it.
Yeah. So hit me up and
got
send
it.
Me music. Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
Yeah, so hit me up to send you music, and I'll play it next week on the show, next Wednesday.
All right.
Yeah.
Oh, we got
to go.
All right, I send you Mac 17's music.
Okay.
For what's
send
going
me your
on
music
right
too.
Now.
You doing any music yourself?
Yeah, that's one of my artists I produce beats for.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, send your music
all right.
too. I want to. Yeah, send your music
and
your artist.
I don't really rap. I do all of artists and put out artists.
Okay.
You know, artists that's known already. And I'm the producer.
Okay.
The big music
okay.
producer. Entrepreneur.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. All right. Have a good one, man.
You too. Thanks for calling, my brother.
Yes, sir. I'll be hitting you up.
All right.
Later.
Later.
Shout out to everybody.
Yeah, thanks, my brother. Yeah. Well, this is OMF, and I'll talk to y'all next week. Talking loud, they ain't saying nothing. You know what I'm saying? So this is what the show is about. So I'll talk to y'all next Wednesday, September 30th. Have a nice weekend. Talk to y'all next week.